Welcome to Reggie Digital.
What's up, humanoids? Welcome back to another episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Humanoids, in this digital world, are we staying human? Oh, humanoids, you may hear the fan in the background. Yes, it is. It is mid-December, and I got the fan going. Why? Because it's 70. Hold on. Alexa, how's the weather? In case you didn't hear Alexa that well, it is 77 degrees here in Southeast Georgia. It's a little unseasonably warm here in Southeast Georgia for this late in the year. Now, I know in the past there has been some days, matter of fact, about 20 years ago, my family was on the beach for Christmas. That's how hot, that's how warm it was. You may hear this little popping noise. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But humanoids, how's your Christmas vacation going? Y'all enjoying the family, friends, and loved ones? And are you staying human? Or are you starting to become more digital? Do you have on and off switches running through your bloodstream? Or is it blood? That's crazy. Why am I tripping? I don't know. Humanoids. Man, okay, like I said, you may hear this popping sound. I am sitting here with one of the hottest toys out there. And you won't believe how simplistic this thing is. Here's the thing. In the day of video games, cell phones, tablets, smart TVs, and these kids ages 4 to 12 are running around losing their freaking minds over this toy. And it's so simple. And this toy is Bubble Pop. You heard me, humanoids. Bubble Pop. It is almost as hot as the fidget spinner was. Y'all remember the fidget spinner? I still have my fidget spinner. Every now and then I run across it, pick it up, and spin it. And I spin it for a couple of days, and then I put it down, forget where I put it. And then a month or two later, I remember where I put it. I pick it up, spin it for a couple of days, put it down, forget where I put it, run across it again, y'all know. But these bubble pops, so simplistic, so easy. And then they have several different versions of them. Now, this one that I have, I think it's called a Bubble Pop Fidgeter. All it is I should, you know what, that's going to be the picture. That is going to be the picture of for this episode, this one that I have, or when I get to work, I may take a picture of the one that they really go crazy over. Okay, they even have a Bubble Pop fidget spinner. Ah, yeah, this little kid was stealing one the other day. I caught him, you know. And I had a little talk with him and everything, but I caught him stealing a Bubble Pop fidget spinner. This toy is so simplistic. Humanoids, I don't get it. I don't understand it. Like I said, in the day of cell phones, tablets, video games. These little kids, man, are going crazy over this toy. Look, they all, here's the thing, they basically all do the same thing. I saw this little girl, she was like 10, 9 or 10. She came into the store the other day and she bought 3 of the bubble pops. They're like $4 each or $3.50 each. She bought 3 of them, okay? They all do the same thing. They all do the same thing. She bought one that was shaped like a unicorn. She bought one that was shaped like a square. And she bought a circle. And I'm like, and it's like the kids come in and we can't keep them on the shelves. Bubble pop. Hey, check this. Look, Google it. Google bubble pop. You will see the simplistic toy that these kids are losing their freaking minds over. It is boggling my mind that, hey, this is one of the hard... I just wish I would have came up with something like this. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, yo, the kids are going crazy. Again, from ages like 3 to 12 years old, these kids are... I can't... Simplistic. Simplistic. And yeah, it's kind of addictive. I kind of see why. But yeah, man. It's a thing. It's a sensation. And first I was thinking it was just regional. But then I've talked to some other people. Yeah, these kids are like, yeah. And I kind of still think it is a regional thing, maybe. Just maybe, but man, bubble pop, check them out, okay? Humanoids, right now, you know what time it is, I gotta go pay the bills, so I'm gonna take a quick little break, and when I come back, I'm gonna talk about something that I did, that I really kinda didn't want to, but I did. And it's a Christmas present for myself, okay? So, hold on, humanoids. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Reggie Digital Podcast.
Okay, humanoids, I'm back. And I really didn't want to do this. Well, put it like this. It was on a back burner to do. And I mean way back, because there's some other things I wanted to do before I did this, okay? Humanoids, I finally broke down and bought an Apple Watch. Now, I've wanted an Apple Watch, but I didn't want an Apple Watch. And I'm going to tell you why. Humanoids, the first smartwatch I had was a Pebble. Y'all remember Pebble? I love Pebble. I had a Pebble and then I had the Pebble 2. Oh my goodness. That was my favorite watch. Yes, it was. I love Pebble, and then when Fitbit bought out Pebble, I was highly upset. One reason why I love Pebble so, and most of you guys who follow me, who listen to the podcast, know that I like both Android and Apple. And the Pebble worked with both. That's just like Fitbit. I wanted a Fitbit, but my own little protest, I refused to buy a Fitbit. I like Fitbit, especially since they bought out Pebble, but I refused to buy a Fitbit because they bought out Pebble. I love Pebble, man. Pebble was the watch. Pebble was the watch. And then after Fitbit bought out Pebble, Fitbit ran into some trouble and their stuff started to decline. And I'm like, their sales started to decline and everything. And I'm like, it was perfect because, I like using Android and Apple products. I like using the Android and Apple phones, right? And Pebble worked with both. So let's say today I wanted to kick it with my Android phone. Bam, I don't have to, I can still wear my Pebble. I can still wear my Fitbit, And let's say tomorrow I want to kick my Apple phone. I can still wear my Pebble. I can still wear the Fitbit, They work. So when Apple came out with their watch, I was like, oh, man, I might just get an Apple Watch. I like the Apple Watch, but, it was kind of pricey. Especially when a humanoid like myself is on a budget, it was a little too pricey, and that's kind of what happened with Fitbit also. I'm like, do I really need a watch, because at the time, both of my Pebbles were still working, and humanoids, yes, I still have my Pebble watches. And if I could get the battery changed and some cosmetics done to it, hey, I will. Yes, I will. 'Cause I love Pebble. But, so I was like, all right, forget it. Matter of fact, let's go analog. Let's go analog watches, We can wind them up. We just need to see the time. We don't care about text messages. We don't care about controlling our music. We don't care about our heart rate. We don't care about how much sleep we get. We don't care about having to charge this sucker every single day or every few days. So that's what we did. We went back to our roots. Yes, we did. We went back to our roots. We got some digital watches and we got some analog watches. Cool. Not really sweating a Fitbit or a Pebble. But then the other day at Walmart, they have these little thing called iWatches or something like that, iBands or something like that, where they work like a Fitbit and almost, and they count your steps and they can give you, how many calories you burn and all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, because I'm really into my counting my steps now. Humanoids, I am up to about anywhere from 10,000 to 21,000 steps a day. Or every other day. When I'm at work, I get those steps in. Yes, I do. So, humanoids, I'm like, okay, let me try this iBand. Now, the iBand has an app and it's only like $20. And I'm still considering getting it for work purposes only because a lot of times I don't want to really mess up my iWatch. I broke down and got the iWatch. And one reason why I got the iWatch was because I was helping out a friend, okay? I'm starting to realize a lot of people, and especially a lot of people, especially older people, don't realize that the iWatch only works on the iPhone. It doesn't work with a Samsung phone, any Android phone, BlackBerry, whatever. It doesn't work on it. Okay? And that's just like the Samsung watch does not work on the iPhone. And a lot of people still don't understand that. And they go out and they purchase these items, you know, and then after they get them home, they realize, hey, don't work. It's not compatible. So what do I do? So this person, you know, sold me their iWatch Series 6. And I'm like, okay, cool. I get it. I because I do have an iPhone and I do have an iPad and I do have an iPod and I do have an Android phone. So, you know, and I got, I just decided to help them out. So I'm like, man, why? A lot of people still don't understand that, you know, because it's funny. I was talking to a couple of people at work and they were talking about, because one of our coworkers have an iWatch and they was like, oh man, yeah, I'm gonna get me an iWatch. And I was like, what kind of phone you have? And the Android, and nope, you can't, it won't work. So when I run into people like that, I try to steer them towards a Fitbit instead of going to get the Google Watch. You know, just get a Fitbit. You'll come out better just getting a Fitbit. You know, because that's just like, let's say you have your Android phone or whatever, and your spouse or whoever surprises you with an iPhone for Christmas. And you have the Google Watch. Now you got to go get the Apple Watch. Instead of doing all that, get a Fitbit. That way, you can interchange at any time. And they were like, you know, that does make sense. Yeah, I know, because I said it. Because I'm human. Anyway, whatever. But yeah, humanoids. You know, so I try to steer them. And I try to help people out as much as possible. That's just like at work. When it comes to electronics, it's me and this young lady named Jennifer that you know, we're like geeks, man. We geeked out the other day when we got we got this box in, right? And it had wireless headphones. They kind of looked like AirPods, you know? But they weren't, you know, they were some cheap knockoffs. And we were, you know, all we saw was wireless earbuds on the box. And we were geeking out. And she was like, Reg, you got to open it to see what it is. And I'm like, yeah. So I opened up the box and it was a big display case and everything. And there was the wireless earbuds. And I'm like, She was like, yeah, they're cheap knockoffs. You know, they were like $12, man. But they had some amazing colors. That's the thing. The colors, like the blue was so deep, dark, rich, dark blue. It was deep. It was the colors were amazing, you know. Like the green, oh, man, the green, the lime green. Oh, that green was like on point, you know? So had some amazing colors, but they were cheap knockoffs, man. Cheap knockoffs. But hey, you know, like I said, I like to try to help customers, especially when they come in the store and they ask questions. Like the other day, this lady came in and she was like, if I buy this DVD player, would it fit on my smart TV? And, you know, I looked it over and told her, yeah, it should, because a lot of smart TVs still have the RCA connections. You know, the red, yellow, and white connections. You know, because you can still hook up PlayStation 2, a which reminds me, I should connect my GameCube. I haven't played my GameCube in a while since I've been playing since the Wii. You know, can play the GameCube games. That's what I was using, but now there's something wrong with the Wii. The Wii just like I could start a game, and then right in the middle of the game, it just mess up. It just, you know, go out or whatever. So it's time to dust off the GameCube, bring her out, hook her up, because I miss playing the GameCube, especially Hitman. I used to love Hitman on the GameCube. So, yeah, we're going to have to bring that out, man. We're going to have to hook it up and start playing it again. But, yeah, like I told her, I have my DVD player connected to my smart TV. So, yeah, it should work. And then people come in and ask about television antennas, which is because a couple of people have cut the cord. They have cut the cord, and they still want to watch some TV, but, you know, they have a smart television. Why not download the apps? Why not download the free apps? They don't know what they're doing. They go, I really don't know what I'm doing. I just, you know, give me a DVD player and you know, this antenna and I'm good. Okay. You know, I said this a long time ago and it still holds true. I should open up. If anybody listening to me, take this advice. Open up a tutorial shop where you teach people how to use smart televisions, tablets, smartphones, and computers, especially the older market. You guys can make some money, I'm telling you. I'm giving you this advice. I'm telling you, why haven't I done it? I don't know. Maybe I just don't feel confident enough in myself. I mean, it could work. It really could, because there are a lot of people out there who go out there and get these electronic gadgets and stuff and don't know how to operate them. You know, back in the day, when VCRs first came out and they were hot, you know, if all somebody had to do was just open up a tutorial shop where they teach people how to use electronics, microwaves. But yeah, especially now with the market the way it is, you still have a lot of people, especially older people, who go out, get these gadgets, don't know how to operate them. And like, for example, my sisters, you know, sometimes they get misinformation from other people and don't understand how this stuff really works. But I'm telling you, it's a market out there. Open up your shop. You can make some money. I'm not saying you're going to be a millionaire, but hey, you can do pretty good. Open up your consulting shop on how to, you know, open up your consulting business on how to operate these electronic gadgets. And hey, and dag nab, come up with the next big toy, man, because this bubble pop, it's the joint. Hey, humanoids, hope you guys have a merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And a happy new year. Well, you know, we still going to be hollering at you between now and the New Year's. Hey, y'all stay safe. And if you into where is wintry months, you know, the wintry mix, stay warm. Drink some hot chocolate. Cuddle up with your pets and your loved ones and watch your Christmas shows and listen to your Christmas music and wrap gifts and eat candy canes and try the fruitcake. Yeah, humanoids, try the fruitcake. I guarantee you will stay human after eating that fruitcake. You will. Anyway, y'all have a good one, man. I'm going to holler at you tomorrow. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, okay? Until next time, humanoids. Peace. I'm out.
Well, humanoids. Look like it's time for me to get out of here and go and recharge my battery. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for another episode of the podcast. I would also like to take time out to say thank you to all the humanoids who have shown support and who continue to show support to the podcast. Remember, humanoids, in this digital world, stay human. Thank you for your support. Peace. Stay human.